Blog Talk Radio.
Give it all, so it's only you left. Work while the faith of rockin' into you.
We got some marshals coming, man. That's going to add some sound. All right. Hallelujah. Bless y'all, Israel. Glad to be in the land of the living. Here tonight, of course, y'all know the drill. 10 for good, 1 for worse. Let us know. If we low, let us know. If we good, let us know. Hallelujah. We're here tonight.
We are.
Because of the tender mercies of Yah.
Yes.
Let me write down the scripture so I'll make sure that I know. So I don't forget it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mine is, you know, just, believe it or not, man, when you're young, you don't even think about it. It's, getting old seems so far off until you get there. Mm-hmm. Not for real. Well, hallelujah.
Well, anyway, let's go ahead and bless all of Israel.
Hallelujah. You all thank the Father that you have ears to hear. I promise you, that's how you know you're chosen.
Hallelujah.
How you know you're chosen. But anyway, remember you got the date of the 26th of this month that you can arrive early to the beach. The 26th of this month. And, of course, then the last Israelites is going to be here, let's say, the ninth. Everybody has to leave by the ninth. Hallelujah. So there are no more orders that's being taken for hoodies right now. The date is unpassed. Now, I have to say this every single time for the feast. Listen, Israel. You should already be working on yourself as far as trying to make your immune system somewhat bionic. Now, there's a lot of people, apparently there's a lot of people, maybe they done got another variant, I don't know, but apparently there's a lot of people out right now. There's some type of bug going on. But like I said, listen, y'all need, like Israel now makes some good stuff. Now, it costs a little bit because the herbs cost a little bit because, it, you know, you pay so much. Not only for the herbs, but you pay so much for shipping. And at least you know you're getting good quality stuff. And it works. But let me see. Let me give y'all some of the things that I do, which I forget a lot, too. Cod liver oil. Some nasty tasting oil. Express VPN, what's it doing? It ain't supposed to be on, is it? Why did it pop up? But cod liver oil. They come in some gel, what do you call the thing? They the clear gel things?
Yeah.
Cod liver oil. That's a good one right there. Any type of superfood. Green leafy vegetables. Of course, always drink plenty of water. If you got On Guard, antiviral for Micro Israel, man. Load up on, what is it for? Huh?
Right master.
Oh, I got a foot in.
Right.
Still there?
Yeah, very good.
Well, damn, man, they can't see it. Cod liver oil, vitamin C, get some vitamin C into your system. And stay away from high fructose corn syrup products. I mean, if you want to get yourself ready, because you want to have your system in such a way that when all the saints come around, I mean, we all ever. I'm talking about my family. Now, I'm not saying that we don't. At times we don't, but we all ever get sick when the saints come around. But other people, man, it's like the end of the world for them. It's like the end of the world. Garlic. Man, make the breath stink. Come out your pores, boy, but hey, yeah. Be good job. But man, get that stuff, man. Get the stuff. Feast day of exemption letters. They need to be here way, way, way. I'm going to give y'all to at least the 13th of this month. After that, no more. Because we got the roll. I mean, our family's busy. I know y'all don't think we busy, but we busy. Now, if you have not yet called in and put your name down in the piece, especially communities and homesteads, of how many people are coming and what community y'all need to call a dining hall, leave a message on the answer service. Sister Vicky should tally it up, but y'all need to call and leave a message. We need to get the numbers right. Now, I haven't put any limit on it right now because based on the way I see what's going on here in this world. But y'all need to do that. Please do that, all right? I made a video with Pete Rambo. Oh, yeah, also oregano oil. That's a good one. That's a good one right there. Keeps some oregano oil in your system. The oregano oil, man, that stuff even keep the devil away. You say, boy, that's some potent stuff right there. Man, that sounds ooh. Made a video, attached it on with Pete Rambo's video. Alright? And when we attached it on to Pete Rambo's video, I guess I'm not surprised at all, but the dismal ignorance of people in this, you know what I mean? You know, I'm telling you. And the dismal ignorance of people in this generation is just, it's passed off the proverbial chain. People, you know, people that they actually exalt their opinion more than they do the word of Yah. They literally care more about their opinion than they do Yah. And you know, it's amazing when you live in a world where you actually believe that your opinion is valid.
Oh, man.
Now, that is deception.
Yeah.
When you believe your opinion is valid.
Yeah.
The book says man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth out of the mouth of Yah. But you know what? It just gives you a good picture of where the religious mindset of these ignorant people are today. They really truly don't give a damn about truth. They don't care. Which is fine with me. When I get some outlandish, bizarre comments, I just ban forever. What's the name of it? Hide from channel forever. Hide, that's why I do that. Get away. Man, I probably last month in August, man, I wouldn't doubt if I probably banned over 4,000 people from my channel. Now, they can probably see it, you know, if they type it in, but they won't be able to post. 4,000 ignorant folks. There's always a devil somewhere that's trying to do everything he can to frustrate those who are seeking for eternal life. Now, me and Pete Rambo have been having this $20,000, what do you call it? I know it's part of the challenge, but you figure if people put their money where their mouth is, people would bite off on it.
Yeah.
They don't bite off on it, man. I mean, if you're so right about something and somebody's so wrong,
yeah,
you let somebody say they're going to put up $20,000, and they declare that we're wrong on something,
right,
and they want to debate and see what happens. I can use $20,000.
Yeah.
With all these communities and everything that's going on in Israel, you better believe I can use $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
I can spend $20,000 in less than 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I promise you that.
That's so true.
So that'll be my motivation to go to that debate. But people ain't doing that today. This is a weak, wicked, and perverse generation. A generation that knows not Yah. A generation that loves lies. It's sad.
Yeah.
Elder Rupert says they never seen a real man of Yah before. Nah. And you better believe, man, shoot, we're going to be ready. And I learned some about the debates we did in Wisconsin with Ron Young and his ignorant self. The people are going to, they're going to support their tradition,
yeah,
over truth every time.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Jesus said, full well, you reject the commandments of Yah that you may keep your own traditions.
Closer to God Ministries. Set it off tonight, Pastor. Ain't no truth in these pulpit pimps. It ain't, my brother. It ain't at all. Ain't no truth in it. Hallelujah. Like your channel, too, man. Appreciate the shout-outs, too, that you send to us. Hallelujah. Glad you're here. But these people are, you know, you have to have the spirit of truth in order to be able to receive the word.
Sure.
You don't have the spirit of truth, you can't receive the word. And we didn't know all these years that we believed in Jesus that we were following more traditions of men than we were truth.
Come on, yeah.
We didn't know. And neither did we check it out either. That's the bizarre behavior. Because most of us never checked out or read the Bible or the Word of Yah until after the Holy Spirit was dealing with our heart. And people start bringing truth to you like, what? It's crazy when truth is strange, but the lie is familiar. It's crazy. It's crazy when the lie is so normal that the truth is vain. That's backwards. Bless you, Carla Patterson. Thank you, sister. Hallelujah. Is that not crazy? And then, here you are, all of us, reared and steeped in lies and acting like that we were people of truth.
Yeah.
Looking down on them post sinners. And we were sinning worse than everybody. Just justifying ourselves with our wicked selves. We were wicked and on our way to hell. Our self-righteous religious self. Huh? And then when his truth hits you upside down, all of a sudden, we became scholars in our own right. The truth was so strange, it was like, now wait a minute. There ain't no way. Wait, man, this man, he off the chain, man. Something wrong with him. I'm going to prove him wrong. And you did something you never did in your life besides reading, what's that, John 3:16. That's all you knew in the Bible. You carried that Bible, man, and collect dust all week, and you quoted John 3:16 on Sunday, and that was the end of your week. That's all you knew. And then, as dumb as you were, all of a sudden, you ended up saying, you start reading and studying. And then you got offended. You got mad and upset. So you went to your household, your father and your mother. Mom, Dad, look at this.
Yep.
Found out they don't hear a damn thing you got to say. They're comfortable in lies.
Yeah.
Some of you went to your wife. Hey, honey, look at this. What are you going to do? You know, join a cult or something? They don't want nothing to do with you. And then you went and read Matthew 10.
Yep.
And you heard what Jesus said. Yep. You was like, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's really, truly happening.
Yep.
And then you realize after spending some time in the message, you had to make a choice and decision.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, he that loveth father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth a son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He that taketh not up his stake or his tree and fall out of me is not worthy. And you said, I'm going to have to make a choice. I'm going to follow Messiah. Or I'm just going to ignore everything I come to and just go along to get along. And then the question comes, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Thank you, Brother Eric, for your offer, man. Bless you well, too, my brother. And then you found out, many people found out, I would rather be steeped in religious, traditional lies than to have to conform to the image of Yah. I would rather keep peace in the house and capitulate to my Jezebel wife than to submit and serve Yah. Ooh, wait.
Mm-hmm.
So
Some of them say, you know what, I love the world too much. So you start investigating and come to find out that every single thing that Christianity has ever taught you was all a religious lie.
Yes, sir.
Can you imagine what people come across when they come across me and they hear the way I talk about Christianity? That sounds sacrilegious, don't it? I mean, I talk hard on Christianity. Man, you ain't got no choice but to check it out. Because it sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you sit back and you start watching all these spirits operating in people. They look like they got them circles in the eyes. You see these spirits manifesting, then your eyes and your understanding is open. You're like, wow, look at this.
Yeah.
And the more your eyes is open, the crazier they're calling you.
Yeah. Praise God.
We're going to find out who crazy, don't we?
Yes, sir.
That is the Hebrew.
Wow.
2 Thessalonians 2:10. And with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse the love of the truth, and also to be saved. Therefore, Yah sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false. And I keep telling people, when people believe lies, man, listen, if you done, the book says after the first and second admonition, what are you supposed to do?
Reject.
So why don't you just believe the book? Leave them alone. If Yah ain't dealing with them, you ain't going to deal with them. If y'all is not dealing with stuff, I don't care what type of magic way you think you got of talking.
Come on.
If the spirit of truth ain't dealing with them, listen, when y'all said we're all ministers, so when the Most High y'all put the spirit of truth in you and you went to speak to someone about this truth, that's him doing the ministry.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
You're using his word for your experience.
Yes, sir.
To try to tell the message, and you found out that people don't want nothing to do with it.
Very true.
They would rather trade eternity than to give up their life here and now. Bless you, Brother Rodney. Shabbat Shalom, strong man. Y'all bless y'all. But it's sad. And it goes always goes back to the question, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Some people take family over Jesus.
Oh.
Wife over Jesus.
Mm.
Children over Jesus.
Mm.
Career over Jesus, themselves over Jesus, things over Jesus. I'm serious.
Yes, sir.
So they're more than just the little gods that we always talk about, man. Mm-hmm. There's all kind of gods vying for your attention.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And some of these gods, they got you.
Ooh.
Boy, they got you.
Mm-hmm.
They done tapped in good, ain't they? And then, next thing you know, after everybody done called you all kind of disparaging comments, couldn't get any rest, couldn't get any peace, and so the Spirit of Yah led you around Yah's people.
Hallelujah.
All the rejected of this earth,
Scouring
of the earth, the misfits of the earth, and then you come here and you finally say, man, this is my family. Actually have peace, even though I've lost everything. How in the world? Only Jesus can give you peace in the midst of a storm. And you actually feel good about it. You're not even ashamed of it. Everything that happens to you, you know it's persecution. You were wrong, they were reluctant to throw you in jail.
Come on.
You right? Man, they got a cell for you every time you turn around. I don't have none of these people up here in Lafayette. They all know me. They usually don't see much of me in town because I don't spend no money. I try spending a little amount of money. I bet I don't spend $2,000 in a year in Lafayette, Tennessee.
Wow.
Now, I will probably patronize a business, BD Postings, because they've always been good. The business is as good, you know what I mean. But the rest of them, no. I'm not putting no money in this county. For what? And then we find ourselves that whereas people used to talk about us and all this stuff, you notice that these little chimes of cult is getting less and less and less and less as we are in your face with the longevity of Yah. People been trying to bring down Straightway for 30 years, and they gone, and we still here.
Hallelujah.
You don't believe I'm gonna die? You gonna come down? I didn't set me up.
Yeah. Come on.
So if I didn't set me up, I don't mind being down.
Come on.
Whatever down is.
Hallelujah.
I know one thing. If I'm up so high, the way y'all consider somebody up so high, y'all consider that living on a high hog. And if y'all think I live on a high hog, come on out here and spend a work week with us.
Yeah.
We'll see if you really want this lifestyle. Remember I said the other day, I'm going to give y'all an opportunity to cuss out y'all. I'm going to give you an opportunity to miss eternal life with this truth. Because I'm bold enough to speak it.
Hallelujah.
Well, Elder Kabir did a broadcast today, and he brought out some facts, too. And one of the facts he brought out was, you know, all these inquisitions and stuff, when they were burning believers at the stake, when they was putting them on the Iron Maiden in the Catholic Church and torturing people, all them were Christians. They were Christians, and then they were killing people that were allegedly Christians.
Right.
Voice of the Martyrs, you ever heard of them?
Yes, sir.
And these people used to burn believers at the stake when everybody didn't believe a common consensus. Fire them up. That's excruciating death.
Yeah.
Sure, it'd be nice, though, if you're in a place, in a position that you've been walking so close to Jesus that even though your outward man perished, the smoke is there, the flame is there, and the heat is there, and everybody else feel it. But Yah is with you like he's with those brothers in the fire. And right then, when you think the pain was coming, all of a sudden he just takes your breath out of you and welcomes you home.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
You know what I think about every once in a while? Bless you, brother. Thank you for your offering, brother. You know what I think about every once in a while? Those Pharisees and scribes that slapped Jesus and spit on him. Can you imagine what that's going to be like when he is sitting up there on the throne?
Ooh. Oh, Jesus.
In all his glory. Now, the Ancient of Days. And all them people that ever cursed him. Now they're standing before the judge. The day's coming. Thank you for y'all, Renelda. Elder Ruben says straight fire. Just saying thank you, man of y'all. I think tonight is a good night to run up the super chat and cash out for all beloved shepherds. All praise to the Most High. Y'all bless y'all. I'm telling you. We are going to see Jesus sitting up there high and lifted up. And we are going to watch him judge first the house of Yah. Then he's going to get the sinners and the ungodly. Bless you, Pastor. Bless you, Shepherd. Elder Rufus, I agree. Hey. Man, in all your glory.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
We will see you there.
Yes. Oh, hallelujah.
Seated on your cross.
Yes. Holy, yes. Holy, holy. Come on.
What a day that is going to be. We're going to find out that everything we've ever done in this life, endured.
Come on.
It wasn't in vain.
Yes. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
What a family reunion that's going to be. Thank you, Rod Smith, for y'all, for my brother. Think about that, man.
Yeah.
And all these people
that pointed that finger falsely accused us, lied on us, and slandered us, and cast our name out as dung, and, and they're going to get a one-way ticket to hell. Jesus is going to say, you depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Go to hell. Prepare yourself for the devil and his angels. You're going to go and serve the ones you served while you was on earth.
Right.
And we're going to be hearing. And we're going to be singing.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, everything that I, you know, if you keep your focus on the kingdom.
Oh, Jesus.
You don't ever have to worry about being weary in well-doing.
Oh, hallelujah.
This hour, man, now, he's going to feel it.
Yes.
But that hour, man, is constantly renewed.
Yes.
Brother Catherine, immeasurable, almighty, y'all bless you. Atua, wherever you bless you, blood, shepherd, strength, and honor, glory, my brother. Brother Isaac, thank you for your offer, man. Bless you, man, of y'all, for the discipline and the steadfastness. Let your videos continue to knock the devil on his ass.
Yeah.
Hope to see most of the brothers soon at the Feast of Tabernacles. Glory to the King.
Thank you.
Ain't nobody mad but the devil.
There you go.
Straightway Arizona. Hallelujah. Balloons and wands. Balloons and wands. And then, Brother Eric, again, behold. To obey is better than sacrifice,
yes.
Glory to the King.
Yes.
And that's a bad word. We're going to see how bad that word is tonight, boy.
Ooh-wee.
Well, Israel, you know, we're going to be mostly talking about the thing that has to be restored more than anything before we can even go on anywhere. And, of course, that's the family structure.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And I'm amazed. So I made a little video. I attached Pete Rambo's video to it. And just to watch the ignorance of people today who have, I mean, they're literally devils.
Yes, sir.
Trying to prevent someone who is ordained to eternal life from going in.
Mm,
wow. Hey, fill up your cup, Satan.
Mm, wow.
Because one day,
yeah. You know,
we're going to watch your judgment.
Yes.
Rob Webb, thank you, my brother, from Houston. Yes. Saints. Glory to the King. We are going to watch out just for
you.
It's going to be a glorious day.
Yes.
To see all the wicked thrown into the pit.
Yes, yes, it is. Yep.
It's
going
to be a glorious day.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. What a day that will be when my Jesus I will see. When I look upon his face, there to sing of his amazing grace. And on the streets of glory, you gon' see Pastor Down walking that golden land. I want to see you Israelites. What a glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when Jesus we all will see. When we look upon his face and sing praise of his grace.
Oh, yes.
Shouting for glory all through the land. We will see the promised land. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be.
Hallelujah.
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 That ain't the way it goes. It do too. That one goes like that.
Yes, sir.
Sure does. I'm thinking about us.
Yeah.
The King.
Yes, sir. Fernandez.
You don't think I don't know the song. What do you think I'm adding some, a little something to it?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Bless you, Pastor. Bless y'all. Man, it's going to be a glorious day. Tavari, thank you for your offer, my brother. Man, everything is going to be worth this sacrifice, though.
Yeah.
But until then, we got a job to do.
Yeah.
We got to be righteous.
Yeah.
And bring glory to his name.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that we are the salt of the earth.
Yeah.
We don't take much salt to add flavor at all. That's what we are.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The salt. Brother Brian, Shabbat Shalom from D&B in Florida. Sister Hannah, way from, that's overseas. I don't know that one, but it's 5,000 of their particular money. Bless you, Shepherd. Bless you, my sister. Hallelujah. We got the brother that's going to be here from Germany for the feast, too. He's flying over.
Oh,
yeah. What was the name again?
Brother Irvin.
Brother Irvin. Hallelujah.
Brother Mike.
We gotta get the Philippines over here one day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We gotta get the Philippines over here one day. But man, I am not gonna prolong this too much more. Peace mode activated, said El Zebra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But man, we got two contrary responses. Now y'all know I'm totally against the marriage license of the United States of America. Because you're getting married to the state.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the state is pimping your woman to you.
That's true.
I know people hate to hear it, but if you don't believe it, go check me out. The state is prostituting your so-called wife to you. I mean, you just don't want to see it, man.
Yeah.
You and your wife belong to the state when you go get their license. Bless you, Brother Darius. Thank you for y'all, for my brother and Sister Dorothy, too. Thank you. Bless you well. Bless you, Pastor. That's what she said. But, hey, and this is the reason why people get mad, because truth is uncomfortable. Everybody wants to be comfortable in their lives.
Yeah.
But, man, y'all watch this. You ready? This is your typical marriage when people are sitting at this altar. And Brother Israel, I'm going to interject from time to time, so you're going to have to be on your toes here, brother, okay? Because I'm going to tell it like it is. Play that African man is getting married. How do I put this? He's getting married to a lot of women.
I'm going to say that I'd like to inform you once the Lord does not permit any one of you to have another marriage. By the way, you disobey the rule, he or she has committed an offense called bigamy, which is punishable under Nigerian law, 5 years imprisonment, no option of fine. Please face each other.
Now, that is an abomination. Anytime your woman is bigger than you, that's an abomination.
Yeah.
I don't give two nickels worth of rat's ass about what you think. That is a damn abomination. And here in America, 80% of the women are bigger than their husbands. That's a damn thing. They weigh more than their husbands. See, Dad, he's going to get you. Damn, skip it. I'm going to get you right now.
I'll take it.
Anyway, this is disgusting. And I'll let y'all look at the stream from there. I'm going to hold it up over there, man. My goodness, we're going to play this. Watch this now. Watch this.
Unveil her, please.
Unveil her. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Unveil that. Okay, come on. Well, you can see right through it.
Before we are asking the mic to release for me, and Angela, KG, we want to celebrate their marriage this evening. Michael.
You
see that business?
Hi.
Thank you, listen to me.
Thank you, listen to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Angela D.
Angela KD.
To be my lawful wife.
To be my lawful wife.
Oh, stop. That thing ain't gonna cry.
Dang.
If I'm in the audience, I'll cry. But I ain't crying the way he cried. I'm crying for what he's getting ready to get into. Now, what y'all see this? As long as he is being all sincere, I'll take you. Y'all getting ready to see what I was talking about in the last couple of weeks about women. I'm not talking about righteous women now. Who get it? Women. And then the righteous women are still talking to you. Because a spirit can rise up at any time. Y'all seeing this circus right here, right?
Yeah.
Man, watch this.
Come on, Mike.
Forsaking all other women.
Now, first of all, stop. Who bows to them? How in the hell do they have the same vows over in this African country that's the same vows that's in America that they read, the same vows over here in Europe that they read, the same vows in Mexico they read? Who made this shit up? Forsaking all women. I don't ever remember saying that in my vows. Good thing I got amnesia. Shit. No, real talk.
Yes, sir.
Brother Chris, thank you for your offer, man. Shabbat Shalom. Praying for your strength and well-being and upcoming feast days. Bless you. Forsaken. Where is that written in the scripture?
I don't know.
He says he's lawful marriage.
Yeah.
Right. Who's law?
Yeah.
Who's law? I keep telling y'all, y'all people are not married under the authority of y'all. It's under the state.
Yeah.
And look at her. I'll be sending orders like this. And if they go too far, and they'll go, they'll bounce it. Hey, if I was sitting there in that audience, I'd be waiting for them, for that part that they said, is there anyone that disagrees with? I'll be the first one.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of mojo did she put on him?
But
anyway, watch this. Let's go. Come on.
Is that to a spot? Hey, amen. Angela Kelly.
We'll stop for a second. Sister Yakan. Bless you. Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, my beloved. Jeremiah 3:15, Pastor. Bless you very abundantly, and thank you for enduring substance. Bless you for the unadulterated truth of Yah that you continue to bring out, house of Brother Jason. Man, thank you very much. But all right, now it's her turn to repeat. Watch this.
Hi.
Hi.
Angela K. Dean.
Angela K. Dean.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Candy, this is Tommy Michael.
Candy,
now, first of all, stop again. Who's making me take you?
Yeah.
She ain't got no penis.
Come on.
What's she taking?
Wow.
The man is the one who's taking the wife. Come on.
Yeah.
See, and this is why people get all messed up and get mad, though. You follow me? Because, and mind you, we live in a so-called, quote-unquote, Christian nation.
Mm-hmm.
And they will hate me for what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I take you to be my lawful husband. Okay, what law is that then?
Yeah.
I mean, she's actually making vows. No, you make an agreement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. And I want to remind you that all the good that a woman can do is not, man, it's worse.
No.
Now, if a man does wicked, a woman, whatever she does good, can't even compare.
Yes, sir.
That's why in this scripture, when you read different translations, they throw in the word churlish.
Churlish. Yes.
Because they're trying to throw it off to soften the blow
right.
to appease Jezebel.
Right. Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Come on.
But here we go. So, to be my lawful husband, come on.
Be my lawful husband.
To be my lawful.
To love and to obey. To love and to obey.
Stop.
To love.
You see that? She woke up in this. Somebody come out with some snuggles falling underneath her.
Yeah.
What? What?
What?
What?
What?
To love and obey. To what? To what? To love and obey.
Curse word loaded down there. Curse word.
To love and obey. That's showstopper right there.
Damn.
Where's that man, mama?
Ooh, man.
Where's that man's father? Son? this ain't a good steak.
No.
There's no need of removing it. Just get rid of it before you get going.
There you go.
Put it in the ground. This is when you check out. Say, hey, I appreciate everybody for coming and enjoy the food.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The song and the dance.
Yeah.
And then you grab one of them bridesmaids over there and say, come on.
Yeah.
That's how you do that.
Yes, sir.
You grab one of them bridesmaids. Which one of y'all want to be with me tonight?
Yeah.
Them women will be discreetly always looking like this.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it don't need to be a shot. Come on.
Yeah. Oh.
But, babe, this is our wedding. No, wrong. You married to yourself.
Oh.
Yes. To love and obey. And she just went off.
Yeah.
Looked like she took some smelling salt.
Yeah.
What happened to the tears just a minute ago? Totally disingenuous.
Wow.
And this is America. I bet they have omitted obey from the state marriage covenant.
Wow.
That man must be wicked.
Yeah.
Elder Kabir, folks, a wicked woman is given as a portion to a wicked man. Ecclesiastes 26:23.
Yes, sir.
Watch this. It gets better. Watch this. Come on.
I know
obey. Obey what?
Obey what?
Obey
who?
Obey
who? Stop.
Obey what?
Obey what? And to obey and obey who?
Wow. Like that.
Tiffany's ain't satanic.
Yeah, it is.
Africa done lost its patriarchy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There used to be a time they were in Africa, they wouldn't ever put up that shit.
Come on.
No, hell no.
Come on.
And she is right there at the so-called altar, embarrassing every damn body.
Yeah.
But she's standing up on her goat hill, though.
Yeah, she is.
I told you, man, when she went, and to remind you in the scripture, when Jesus saw these people, when he told the damsel that the woman is not dead, the damsel is not dead, they went from mourning to scorning.
Yeah, they did. Wow. Just like that.
She went from tears to questioning.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Obey what? Obey who? Yeah. Sister Christiana, bless you, Pastor Shabbat Shalom. Brother Lee, bless you, Pastor. Keep the truth coming and keep laughs coming. Y'all laughing, I ain't laughing. I think it's a damn abomination. Yeah, it is humorous, but it's just a damn shame.
Yes, sir.
You women need to learn something from this, especially you young daughters of Zion that are growing up to be marriageable age. This is how you are not to act. Because I'm telling you right now, when your brothers are gathered around the table over there with the elders and when we having our conversations, man, I go in.
Yes,
I'm telling them what type of woman you should be looking for.
Yes, sir.
I don't care. And the one thing you don't look for is beauty.
There you go.
I mean,
there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Chef.
Yeah. You better look for some submissiveness.
Yes.
Yes. Some of the most beautiful women that I have ever encountered in my life was ones who were submissive and obedient.
Yes. That is
true.
I mean,
that is the truth.
Yes.
Y'all remember years ago when Trisha was moving from straightway to Kentucky, and then she moved up there?
Yes, sir.
Trisha's just a comely-looking woman. She's just a normal-looking woman.
Yes, sir.
Trisha ain't no 10, 9, and 8. But boy, her holiness.
Yes, sir.
Her obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Her submissiveness.
Yes,
it makes the scale tilt past a hundred.
Great price.
And it provokes all the rest of you Jezebels who have a similitude of acting like you're trying
on,
to
chef.
Be submissive.
Come on, chef.
While you have that painful smile on your face.
Come on.
And she's one of the most beautiful women in the ministry now.
Hallelujah.
Well, would you rather have a beautiful woman with a rebellious mouth and can't obey you or a normal-looking woman, kind of like Aaliyah?
Yeah.
But yes, she submits to you.
Yeah.
She obeys you.
Yeah.
And she's there to basically reverence the ground you walk
on. Oh, Jesus. Okay, come on.
Y'all pretty women, y'all kiss my ass.
Yes, sir.
That beauty is only skin deep.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
But that ugly inside, that beauty is still a phone.
Yes, sir.
And this woman ain't nothing good looking about her anyway, naturally or spirit. I'm trying to figure out what the hell you see. That's guaranteed impotence.
Yeah.
That's guaranteed. That's a lock.
Yeah.
How we get ED, man, just because of all the anxiety that's going on in my damn thought pattern, man. Look at this damn woman. And then rebellious at that on top of it?
Oh, yeah. No. That's short life.
Oh, hey, all you husbands, pick up your wives and carry her across the threshold. You remember there used to be a tradition in marriage. You know that they nixed that. Yeah, they nixed that. There used to be a time that they used to pick up the water and carry it across the
threshold. Ready
my backhoe. Your ass gonna be sitting up here. You gonna end up pulling T4 and 5 out of your spine. You notice that tradition has been mixed for years.
Oh, yeah.
ain't nobody been about trying to say, I'm going to pick up this woman and carry her over the back of her seat. I'm going to be an intensive cat.
Yeah.
So good. Watch this ugly, wicked ass woman. Come on, Mike. Look at all the people. Where your nuts at?
There you go.
She's laughing.
True love and
unconditional
love. Yeah. So
think it's all on that.
Oh, so stop. Time out.
This is love and love.
You know that didn't mean shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I was 58 now, I would say, okay, you can pick up your pride and take a cross threshold. I have so many thoughts coming through my head, man. I'm pretty damn strong, too, but I ain't that damn strong. Come on with it. Roll it, everybody, Israel.
Forsaken all other men.
In that dual spot. Amen. I pronounce this love here as husband and wife. Mr. and Mrs. Jane D. Michael in this public conversation.
Stop for a second.
Oh, God.
How can a man marry a woman that he pronounce you man and wife?
Good.
I'm asking a serious question. I want an answer.
Yes, sir.
How can another man pronounce you man and wife? The man is the only one that can say you are my woman.
Yeah.
Wife is one of those English assertions that we're accustomed to saying today because we're so familiar with the lingo. But it really is you are my woman. Literally. You are my woman. I didn't know a man could declare you man and wife. You ever notice when I'm doing the ceremony, we just do it for a witness for everybody. I say, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Lee.
Yes, sir.
You don't never hear me, I don't pronounce him no man and wife. He the one that determines that.
Yes,
see, y'all don't pay attention to all these little finer things that be going on, man. I ain't marrying nobody.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad to do these little ceremonies for the virgins because you know we don't do no ceremonies for people that ain't virgins. We may make an exception once every 10 or 15, depending on the purity of them.
Yes, sir. That's good.
I think we're existing today.
You follow me? Now watch this. Roll that thing again. Roll this. Watch this. No, no, no. Not that one. Go back. Go back. You messing it up, man. Go back to the big one. Look, he all up in there. They hit it, boy. Look at her. Look at that. Look at that.
That ain't it.
I'm done. KMK, bless you, Pastor, and the fellowship, Homestead and Community Shabbat Shalom, glory to the King. Reason why Geno Jennings got talked the way he talked, because three quarters of the women in that first church looked just like that. And he damn sure don't want me on this stage, because I will look out there and go, oh boy, I already know what the Holy Spirit going to put on my heart. Remind me to start carrying knives and forks to debate. You know, utensils you eat with.
Wow. Look. Come on, Chef. Come on, Chef.
Now, I'm not even going to interrupt this one, because this daughter of Zion, this is the way you should be presenting yourself before the man that is taking you. Roll the clip.
I'll forever submit to you.
Come on.
I'll forever submit to you, Miles. I'll forever respect you, Miles.
Come on.
I'll forever honor you, Miles, as the head of our home. And no other. There is no other. There is no one. No plans of hell will ever prosper in our marriage. And whatever holds me not to be a wife, that is a Proverbs 31 woman.
Wow.
I will become that woman that builds the home as I follow you, as you follow Christ.
Wow.
That is the only thing that we will do in our household.
Wow.
And I promise and I vow that in heaven they hear. On earth I declare and decree, I shall be a successful wife unto you. As we continue to do this word of God.
Come on. Stop us. Hey, Mother Carol, book me a plane ticket. I'm going to find me. I'm going to marry her. I'm bringing her in immediately.
Yeah.
But she's already taken by it, man. Let me run across somebody like that.
Yeah.
She comes in my house.
Yeah,
if she wants to be a part of my house and say, oh, yeah, I accept that. Hey, you coming in.
Yes,
ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all hear what she said?
Yeah, that is.
She made a declaration that said Satan would not prosper in our
house. Come on, man. Come on.
She's actually saying, I am not going to give Satan place. Man, that's the type of women you look for, not the ones that go through the motions until they've seen that. You got to make sure that our heart is genuine.
Yeah.
And you don't know how long it's going to test.
Yeah.
Because women in America, they know how to put on.
Yes,
they have. They'll have you set up that thinking that one way and give it and all of a sudden it's like a slow process of decline.
Mm.
And then here comes that damn wicked woman Jezebel to reel her.
Mm.
That one, she ain't got no malice in her heart, Mom. Maybe we ought to make that a requirement from next time. If a pastor is going to marry any, or I'm going to say perform a ceremony, it's going to be a requirement that women get on their knees and make declarations. I'm going to see if you mean business or not.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that spirit.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that. Son, that's what you look for. A woman can't do that? No, you count it out. Don't even waste your damn time. Don't even waste your time. I tell you, brothers, listen.
You don't have to fight in this world with no woman. There's too many out there that's like that. That would gladly come into you.
Gladly. Come on.
That would gladly
yes, sir.
Come into your house
yeah,
and add value to it. Ooh. I'm telling you, all y'all, I'm a teacher, all y'all men, all y'all better start changing y'all man, your mind right down now. We stop all this toleration of rebellion.
Yes,
y'all don't tolerate rebellion with
hell
us.
No.
You stop all this third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth admiration.
Come on, Jeff.
The hell with that shit, you don't need it.
Yes, sir.
Well, she may take my children. Could just chalk it up that you're dealing with an Ezra
Nehemiah.
Chapter 9
come on,
and
come on.
All the way to straight
go.
Now, children.
Come on.
The test and trial is coming.
Mm.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not tolerating none of that shit ever again in my life. I will not tolerate it.
Come on,
in any way, shape, or form. First of all, I'm walking through that hole.
Yes, sir. Glory to
how the hell can I get straightway straight if I ain't straight?
There you go. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
And I'm straight.
Hallelujah.
But I'm telling all y'all men right now, if you can't get a woman that's on that level of submissiveness and her speech is not like that with the wall of kindness in her,
no!
Get rid of that shit. Throw that shit away. Life is too short to be dealing with American pain and heartache.
American pain.
You get rid of that.
Yes.
And there is, I promise you, that there is a woman that is looking at you waiting in the battle for her turn.
Yes, I believe her, boy. Come on.
She may even come to you if you're so stupid and blind you can't see her.
Yes. Hallelujah. So be it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
In the roof, come to Boaz.
Come on,
Seth.
Jesus. Come on.
She showed it.
Come on. Abigail was already making Google eyes today.
Come on,
Seth. No, we're going to restore it. Listen, why do y'all think that all this is going on right now? You see, God chose me for such a time as this.
Because
he said, you know what? Watch this, angels. When I choose this man right here, this man is going to do my will. You that man, you have found me a man that is after my own heart. You watch and see.
Come on.
That man, he don't give a shit about what the world saying. Watch his angels.
Come on,
Jeff.
Good wife. Come on.
Imagine how much I thought about that court of public opinion when I went into religion.
Come on.
You know what kind of spirit you up against when you are the one that's in the exception that's breaking the ice?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Come on,
Jeff. Ain't too many men volunteer to come up against this Goliath?
Come on.
Come up against this religious juggernaut?
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
That's true. God put that spirit of David in me.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Come on, Seth.
That's where I live.
Yes,
I'm not living no other way. Don't have to. So you take your choice. The first one or this one?
Ah, damn.
What's your choice? You want the big one, man? I know you like a lot of women, man. You want the big one? That's a lot of women. First one, man. Shoot. You ever come up to me talking about you're married, something like that? I'm going to bust your
ass. Hallelujah.
Women, it's time out for you not being in your role and in your flesh. Men, it's time out for you being fearful and not being in your role. Time out for you being more scared of the woman than you are, y'all.
Patriarchy. Come on, Chef.
I know what it is. Believe me, that's the reason why we've been dealing with y'all in wisdom. Because
damn, the residue of Christianity, man, it's all over us. Man, it's like the effects of Christianity is the same psychological effects that slavery has put on the melanated people.
Wow.
Truth. And you got to shed yourself from that mess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Forget. Come on. Hallelujah.
Woo. Pastor Pierce says, we must be the examples of beautiful, holy, and righteous homes. Let's go, men.
Let's go.
Sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
We here.
Come on.
Stay hard.
Come on.
Get Psalms 127, verse 3 and 5.
Come on.
127, verse 3 and 5. And see, this is the reason why the world hates us. And as we go, I care if the world hates us.
Yep.
Do you think because people disagree with us that I'm going to stop living the way I know how to live? I mean, the alternative is death.
Yeah.
Following these ignorant folks, that's death.
Yeah.
Nah, man, I'm going to be like Pilgrim and Pilgrim's Prophecy.
There you go.
Life, eternal life.
Yes, sir.
Bring teach.
Lo, children are an heritage of Yah.
Children out of what?
Heritage.
Children out of what?
Heritage.
The heirs of what?
Yah.
Come on.
And the fruit of the womb is his reward.
And the fruit of his womb is what?
His reward.
That means every time you have a child, that's Yah's fruit of the womb, that is your reward.
Come on. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man.
Now, you only talk about a mighty man. We ain't talking about no simp.
Lord, there you go.
We ain't talking about the people who want to be mighty men.
Come on.
Think that they're mighty men. No. As arrows are in the hands of a mighty man. Come on.
So are children of the youth.
So are children of the youth. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Now, how many arrows are you supposed to have in your quiver?
Wow.
If you're ready for war.
Come on, man.
I know a combat load for a warrior, man, in this modern day army, you got to have 210 on you.
Yes.
You have 210. Don't step outside there without 210.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Get the magazine full.
Yes, sir. Wow. That's good. Wow.
Come on.
Happy. Is the man that has his quiver full of them.
Quiver full of what?
Children.
Real
love.
Come on.
And they what?
They shall not be ashamed. But they shall speak with the enemies in the gate.
Y'all hear that?
Wow.
So imagine what we would be like. If we have these children and we raise these children in the righteous ways of Yah, and then we make sure these stay with them.
Yeah.
And then we'll appoint wise children that we'll be old then to be elders of the land that you can see wisdom in them and not foolish just because of who your daddy was. You don't get a choice because of who your daddy was. Bible says, look out among you and find seven men of honest report. And most of you ain't got honest reports. Full of the Holy Spirit. Uh-oh. See what I mean? That's what we need. That's what we need. I tell people all the time, you see. I had two, then I had three, then I have two more. I don't even talk about the other one. And then I got little his cow, and I got one is cooking. And that little dude right there, man, he brings me so much joy.
Yes, sir.
He does. And you can tell that his father and mother spend time with him.
Yes, sir.
We do. We spend time with him. We also spend time with this too.
Yes, sir.
We spend time with him.
Yeah.
Y'all talk to him sometime. He's 2 years old. Y'all see how intelligent he is.
Yes,
hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Spend time with that little dude. Got to pour into him.
Yes,
sir.
He's going to go the way I want him to go.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir.
He ain't going the way mama want him to go.
Why?
Or none of his mama. He's going the way I want him to go.
Yes, sir.
Now, if I ever have a daughter, then she's going to go the way mother wanted her to go.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to make sure I enforce that law.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow, wow, wow.
Glory to the King.
Glory.
Is everybody happy? Everybody still there?
Yeah,
yes. Wow. This is beautiful.
Oh,
yeah. Let a woman come to me talking like that. Now, I may say yes or I may say no. You know what I mean? Depending on where I'm at. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I'm in a no business, too, I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, that right there, she said, I want to be a Proverbs 31 woman to you. They also don't understand what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make sure that I'm the last one to bed and the first one up, and I'm going to make sure that I'm going to make sure that the maidens have what they need.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Come on, Chef. Understand.
I'm going to make sure that your heart's safe and trusted in me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ain't never got to worry about me with a knuckle. I ain't never.
Come on,
man.
Come on.
I declare this before heaven.
Declare.
Oh,
and decree. Come on. Declaration. Come on, Steph. Come on.
Maybe we all have a ceremony these days of women making them declarations before
Jesus,
men.
That's awesome.
And then you watch and see which ones are just putting on.
Come on, Steph. Because
as soon as they make it, I'll say, all right, good, that's a nice one right there. All right, brother, tell us the truth how your house really run behind closed doors.
Come on.
Doors.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
Wow. So I can give you an opportunity to be a worker of iniquity, a worker of lawlessness.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Lying.
Yeah.
Going
yeah.
through motions and trying to make everybody think you all in a bag of chips and you ain't.
Come on.
And everybody say, why, Pastor, you always talking about the women? Why shouldn't I always talk about the women? And women is 80% of divorce in America. They leave it.
Yep.
Why shouldn't I? Women are the one who leave men.
Yep.
Why shouldn't I? And what does the scripture say again?
Yeah.
Better is the weakness of a man than any of the right that a woman or good that a woman can do. All I'm going to say is just believe the book.
There you go, yeah.
So, boy, I'm going to give you the opportunity to get mad and get offended with y'all. I'm going to give you the opportunity. I'm going to make sure. I want you to get as fired up and upset as me and cuss me out and do everything you can because you ain't doing it for cussing out y'all.
There you go.
Yeah. And I ain't y'all because all I'm doing is representing his word.
Yeah.
As an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Telling you this will, because remember a long time ago, our people said, no, we don't want you talking to the Moses. You talk. Y'all been using the mouthpieces ever since.
Yeah. Come on, Chef.
Eric Howard, 100. Bless you. Your family, Chef, will bless all. Y'all keep praying for me. Because when my time is up, we're going to have a righteous Israel.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have a righteous Israel. We will have a righteous Israel.
Yes, sir.
But the only way we'll have a righteous Israel is when you men start getting righteous.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're going to love Yah more than you love yourself.
Yes! Yes, come on, Chef.
You damn weak noodle, jelly back, buttermilk toast, coward, spineless men or males. There are women, man, that's in this ministry that have finally found who they are in Yah, and they love it.
Wow.
They love it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you mean I don't have to be wicked?
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
You mean I can walk around here with a smile on my
face? Oh, hey.
You mean I can be happy?
Oh,
you mean all I gotta do is serve my husband? Oh, go ahead.
There you go. There
it is. Wow. And he gotta take care of me all my day. Wow.
Oh. That's who you are.
Name me and
y'all. That's who you are. Come on.
This is beautiful, man. I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah. Israel, give us a ministry break, man. Give us a ministry commercial. I'll be right back.
Thank you, y'all.
Shalom, shalom, family. Please visit www.straightwaynetwork.com for all up-to-date information about the feast. You have easy access. Just click the feast banner at the top of the homepage. For the saints that are coming, please be mindful that viruses are on the rise around this time of year. While we all trust in the Most High for our health and healing, He has also blessed us with herbs of the field and righteous leadership that promotes taking them. Please go to www.householdherbs.com and stock up on antiviral tinctures. We suggest taking maintenance doses starting 2 weeks prior to the feast, during the feast, and after. Let's make this an enjoyable feast for everyone.
Join Patreon with Pastor Dow to get all the unfiltered truth. If you like what you see, support the work of the ministry using Cash App or PayPal.
I will make a melody in my heart to the Most High. I will make a melody in my heart to the Most High.
Be sure to tune into Walk Talk Radio with Pastor Dow.
Be holy, for He is holy. God is killing the old me in His hands. Let Him mold me, know Him more. Can't forget what He told me. May all ever rain. May the rubber ever rain. Give it all so it's on you left. And when we see your work, we know there's a blessing. Give it all so it's only you left. Work while it takes so I can enter your breath. He's holy, but He is holy.
Sister Shabbat Shalom, double honors. Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shepherd, double honors to you. May the Father continue to grant us strength and health. Thank you, man of God. Man, listen, man. Samuelish. Thank you for your offer, man. Thank you, Shepherd, and keep on crying aloud with the truth that brings real freedom and lawlessness. Forever manifold of blessings upon you and all who submit. Do you revere, do you do hear, revere, and follow as you follow Jesus, the Messiah, much love and honor. Well, thank you, my brother. Man. I was sitting there thinking just a minute ago about how it up that first church with Geno Jennings and him. He makes a living on talking about taking these elementary questions about should a woman wear pants, you know, and stuff like that. But he won't never once hit them damn women right in that rebellion. He won't never want to do that. And besides that, man, y'all women, y'all nothing but a bunch of sorry. I ain't gonna call you that one. But y'all sorry to sit up there burning and sit up there thinking that you've been divorced, that you can't get remarried again, all because Geno Jennings and the First Church says, and they take what you perceive to be scriptures and twist and warp and wrestle and distort them. That's sad. But hey, you want to live your life burning? Go ahead. Got men sitting up in there. Somebody, a woman done left him and stuff. Their doctrine is you got to, listen to this, y'all. Check this out. So, if you're married to a wife and you've been born again, you're part of First Church, and if your wife says, I'm not doing this no more, she goes out and have 4 or 5 babies by Tom, Dick, Harry, Mudden, Jeff, Pookie, Ray, Ray, Anton, and everybody else. And she does this for 10 or 15 years. Their doctrine says that you have to wait till she either dies or she repents and come back to you. What happened to that land being greatly defiled?
There you go. There you go. Greatly.
And you got these ignoramuses sitting up there. Oh, Geno Jennings is the truth. No, to you it is because you stupid and dumb as hell.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
You have no discernment whatsoever at all. That's what they teach. See, what he should be teaching is y'all women should keep y'all legs closed.
Yeah.
Until you get married.
Yeah, yes, sir.
That's real truth. But see, he don't never talk about this stuff up there amongst them people. He's always preaching. See, they feel safe up there because no word ever hits them. Mm-hmm. It always hits them.
Yeah.
Wow.
It never hits them. It hits everybody else out there. Yeah. And so everybody sits back and they little self-righteous.
Yeah.
Perching up there like some damn ostrich.
Yep.
Or some buzzard.
Like this, yeah.
And they believe that they're all right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let Pastor Dow come up there and clean house.
Ooh, clean house.
Clean house. Name rentals. They offer Shabbat Shalom, Pastor, and the Israelites are the Most High Yah. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all giving my super chat, man, but I'm telling you, man, I would much rather for y'all to donate to Cash App if y'all can.
Yes, sir.
What y'all do, if y'all want to do on the super chat, what y'all do is on YouTube super chat, give as minimum as possible. I'll still read your comment. Appreciate the offerings. But go to Super Chat and get over there. And that way YouTube don't get 30. No, go to Cash App. Sorry. And YouTube don't get 30% of it.
Yeah,
they getting lawyer fees, man.
Yeah, they rack up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the King. Everybody all right?
Yeah.
That way you can be a great help to the ministry. Because we have no way to even check if YouTube is really, truly giving us the money we're supposed to be getting anyway.
Wow.
We don't. We're supposed to just trust them, right? Well, Georgia's in trouble. They set up there and locked up Donald Trump, and he got that little mug shot. Now that picture of him is going viral. Everybody wearing them all over the shirt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What a world we live in.
Yeah, yeah.
So I sit there and watch 4 or 5 people talk about vaccines, COVID, and all this other stuff, right? And they go in. YouTube doesn't ban them. They're not out there. They're not taking down their channels for misinformation or nothing. And they go in. So I'm going to start sharing the information to see what happens. Crazy, isn't it? So there's even racism on YouTube and bias.
Mm-hmm.
Community guidelines. They can make up any guy they want to.
Yeah.
Glory to the King.
Glory.
So, What are the number of acceptable ways and reasons for divorce? Well, of course, I mean, the first thing that people lead off with is adultery. And I would say, no, adultery is not an acceptable means for divorce.
Right.
You know why? Because the law already defines what happens if you commit adultery.
Yes, sir.
Death.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fast forward to this time, that means you automatically get a divorce.
Right.
I'm saying concrete.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, there was already a law for adultery. Stoning.
Yes, sir.
Both parties.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. If you follow me?
Yep.
So it means not only did the woman that committed adultery die, but you died too for committing adultery
right.
with her.
Yes,
see, we getting biased on the no male and female. You both die.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about adultery no more.
Right.
You ain't to worry about no divorce because they were dead.
Yeah. Yep.
Did I say something wrong?
No.
So people need to stop with this because, you know, they lead off with stuff like that. So anyway, all right, physical. I'm going to say physical and verbal negligence and abuse. How is Yahshua, the head of the assembly to us? Does he not love us?
Yeah.
Does he not draw us with his love?
Yeah.
So why would you treat your woman with anything less than what the Messiah does with us?
Come on, Jesus.
Because he don't physically abuse us.
No, he doesn't verbally abuse us.
Abuse come up on us because we have stepped outside of his will.
And
decided to serve devils.
Come on.
And then the devils come in and do the abuse, out of which we got to go to him and ask him for forgiveness.
Yes, sir.
Let's get it right.
Yes, sir.
But y'all love.
Y'all love.
And that's the way I am towards my women. I'm straight up love towards them. I say that they got it good. You know what I'm saying? Are you following? So, also, abandonment. That's in the law.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
If you don't provide your food, clothing, and conjugal rights, and you abandon, that's grounds for divorce.
Yes, sir.
Why would you abandon the woman that you already had taken into your house and you say that you love?
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to be in similitude of Jesus. You're supposed to be an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
You're supposed to represent heaven, right?
Come on, sir.
I mean, Jesus tells us,
oh,
that I would never leave you.
Jesus.
And I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. But you're going to abandon, you're going to forsake, you're going to just discard and just throw off the results. Now, guess what? Y'all got some judgment for your ass.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm. Come on, Chef.
Y'all hear me, man?
Yes, sir.
Y'all got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and abuse the daughter of Zion that fears y'all.
Come on.
Give her verbal abuse, emotional abuse. Go ahead and see what y'all got for you.
Come on.
And you know, y'all so wise, he'll let you think that you right.
Yes.
All the days of your life. And when a breath come out of your body, you stand before him to judgment. And then he's going to sit up and say, so you tell me what's the problem going on right here. You ain't got to tell me. I already made a judgment. Go to hell.
Because
that's not the way I would have treated the assembly.
Come on, Chef. Thank you, y'all.
My love and kindness of our
children. Come on, Chef.
Work. All day long if I stressed out my head. So, men, you in some serious trouble. You better get it right.
Yes, sir.
You had better get it right.
Yes, sir.
Y'all doesn't take too kindly with abuse of women in Israel. In any way, shape, fashion, or form.
Yes,
they're not there to be some type of whooping post. Y'all gonna whoop your ass.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all that, and you all that, and the bag of chips to the king, the authority, and stuff, and be a tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
You next on the chopping block. Well, it's getting quiet in here now.
Sure.
Y'all was shouting when it came to the women. All of a sudden, y'all quiet.
Yeah.
Damn hypocrites. Damn hypocrites over here. They was shouting out, hey, preacher. Hey, hey.
Yep.
Boy, they quiet as hell now. No, it's real talk. Because too many times what we want to do is always want to judge what the women should be, and then we sit up here weighing in the balance and inadequate our own damn self.
I mean,
we just assume the place because somebody else is in the place. We assume what he's assuming.
That's all right.
And we assume that we're just like him, and so we're basking in the shadow of what's being cast.
Yeah, come on, Chef.
Acting like that we're that too.
Come on, Chef.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Did I say something wrong?
No.
See, that's the hypocrisy. That's the hypocrisy of men, women. But it ain't your job and your place to put them in their place.
Hallelujah.
It's your job along with them. You know how quiet it got here?
Mm-hmm.
You know it got quiet real quick, didn't it? Y'all always got something for us.
Hallelujah.
Go to 1 Peter, chapter 3. Start at verse 1, teach, read.
Likewise. You wives, women, be in subjection to your own husband.
Everybody else's husband.
Your own husband.
Be in subjection to your own husband. Come on.
That, if any, obey not the word.
That means I got to go ahead and correct them and set them straight and read on.
They also... without the word.
You hear that? Y'all don't want you to be set up preaching to your old man.
Amen.
No, you ain't supposed to be sitting up there and reminding him of what the word says.
Mm-hmm.
Is it they without the what?
Word. The word.
Word
without.
See what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the first thing they want to do? They want to try to preach you the word their understanding their way.
Wow.
Well, you ain't even in a position of authority to do any preaching and teaching. I suffer not a woman to preach nor to usurp authority over a man but to be in subjection.
Yeah.
Let your women keep silence in the assembly. It's not permitted on them to speak.
Come on.
See what I mean? So we're going to break the law, break the word in order to try to so-called keep the word. And again, women, you better learn meek and quietness real quick. Pastor Dallas, I'm telling you, I'm throwing olive branches out
there. Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, big baskets full of olive branches.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
See, the one thing about listening to me, there's no room for misunderstanding. You don't have to have no innuendos or nothing. It's just straight right down the middle, cut and dry.
Yes,
you know what's clearly being communicated and what's expected.
Yes, sir.
And guess what? It gives us an opportunity to repent.
Hallelujah.
And then we get an opportunity to repent. The book says the goodness of Yahweh that leads us to repent.
Yes.
Glory to the King. Glory.
Thank you.
So women, stop preaching. Read on.
They also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wise.
So that, in other words, let them see your lifestyle. Let them see your meekness and your quietness and your sobriety through your lifestyle, the way you carry yourself, in the fear and admiration of the Most High. Y'all, let them see that. And that, right there, the ruach will start to torment a man in his mind if he is out of order. If he's abusing someone that Yah, hey, I told you, salvation, man, that's corporate.
Yeah.
That means both male and female.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we got roles and stuff, and somebody going to sit up there and abuse what Yah has already gave you your left and right parameters, what you need to stay in, oh, you're in trouble. Ask your mother if I ever abuse her. Ask her if I ever abuse her verbally, physically, mentally, emotionally. Ask her. I guarantee she will say no. Read on.
While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning, the plaiting of hair, and of wearing of gold or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit.
So I'm on YouTube, right, and I'm trying to figure out for the life of me, how does all this garbage and trash end up in my feet? So I see, there's this woman out there. Y'all ever heard of a woman by the name of Brittany Reeder? Some woman named Brittany Reeder. She's a 304. I've been trying to learn the lingo of the day. She's a 304. You know what 304 is, right? I know what 304 is, man. She's a 304. And she's on this show, just showing her ass, throwing water in it. I was like, boy, I said, Father, why can't I be in situations like that? Well, a woman would be on the show and get out of character and throw water on me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I would do? I would politely get up, and I would leave the set. And I would go find me a $5 bucket of water and come right on that set and drown her ass with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. And these simps just sit up there and take it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what in the... And I sat up and thought to myself, now some foolishness like this, it'll go viral. Because that's the condition of people's spirituality. They'll watch this trash.
Yeah.
And I still don't know how I got it because I ain't subscribing none of it. It just shows up. Read on. Verse 4.
Even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of Yah, of great price. After this manner.
Hold on. So, the great price of a woman is of a meek and quiet spirit. Brittany Arena, I don't give a damn what her name is. She's a 304. And she's on her way to hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't y'all tell the women that if they get redeemed, it'll be a miracle. But some people are just slated for hell.
Yes, sir.
Y'all have to understand, man. There's only going to be a few of us.
Yes.
Ain't going to be many.
Yes.
So those are the reasons, lawful reasons, to be able to sever the agreement of a contract through divorce. Go to Isaiah 50, verse 1, man. Now, you know what's amazing to me? You got these people out here and they false doctrines trying to tell you that you're only supposed to have one husband, one wife, till death do you part. You get no spares, right? Now, they actually go farther than the Most High Yah. And they'll tell you if you get divorced, you're going to hell. See, that's man's, man, let me help all y'all real quick. Man ain't got no heaven or hell to put nobody in.
Hallelujah.
How about that?
You got it.
They got no heaven or hell. Because this same people would even tell y'all that he's going to hell because he's been a divorcee. I can't tell you. Y'all is already the men of divorcee.
Yeah.
Read Isaiah 50 verse 1.
Thus says Yah. Where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away?
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
He did what?
Put
put away.
Put away.
Come on. Divorce and then put out.
Yes, sir.
Is that the law?
Yes, sir.
Hand the bill in her hand.
Yeah.
Get out of your house.
Yeah.
Hand the bill in her hand. Get out of your house.
Law. Yes, sir.
That's the action of divorce.
Mm-hmm.
That's what y'all deal with the house of Israel.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Or, which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your lawlessness have you sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. Now, y'all sit up here and divorce Israel.
Yeah.
And yet, they're going to tell you, you go to hell if you end up putting up a rebellious woman or a woman that is unlawful or a woman that is unfaithful. Or a woman that finds, the Torah says, any uncleanliness. Guess who gets to determine what that uncleanliness is?
Come on.
The man does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go to Jeremiah 3:8. See, if we all are reared and raised right, we never got to worry about any of this in Israel.
Yes, sir.
See, we're surrounded by great clouds of witnesses.
Yeah, yeah.
We
done
seen all this, man. We just, I would hate to have all this in front of us and then we still transgress.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Read, teach.
And I saw, which for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away.
He did what?
Put her away.
And did what?
And given her a bill of divorce.
See, Old and New Testament, they talk about put away, they try to confuse everything. Look, putting away is the same, it's part of the action of a contract that has been separate.
Separation.
So, he gives her a bill of divorce, and then she's out of your house. Then the law says, and she is free. Go to Deuteronomy 24. We're going to read verses 1 through 4 real quick. We're going to end it up on this. We had a good broadcast here tonight, though.
Well,
I was still thinking about that woman, man, that was saying them vows towards that man. Boy, you talking about a man that will go out here and work his hands to the phone? Y'all women don't understand something. When you are submissive like that, that man will run through a troop, get up on top of the building, do 3 or 4 backflips. Man, he don't care if you lay on his back, he'll still get up.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he will run through a troop, leap over a wall, man, for you.
That's the truth.
And be happy to do it.
Yes, sir.
All you do is embolden him to be that much more righteous. Instead of dealing with the reverse psychology of the enemy and stuff and succumbing to the weakness of the flesh by murmuring and complaining and backbiting, putting forth the finger and every damn thing else. Just believe in the Bible. Do what the scriptures tell you to do.
Go.
Male and female.
Yes.
Why y'all think I work so hard? I work hard because of my women.
Hallelujah.
I got good women.
Hallelujah.
I do. I work extremely hard. I got good women.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying my damnest to make life good for them.
Come on, Chef.
Because they good.
Come on, Chef.
If they ain't, I ain't got nothing for you.
Hallelujah.
Ask them if I'm good. They're all, he good. No lie, can't deny it. He is good.
Praise God.
I call them in here one by one. All right, come on in, Summer, Nelly, and Carol. Y'all get on here one by one and line up. We're going to put them on. And they know they better not lie because they're going to go to hell.
There you go.
All liars shall have their part. And the lake was burning with fire and what? All liars.
Yes, sir.
All liars.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Jacob Elohim straightway got the fire of the Most High.
Hallelujah.
And on it tonight. On it tonight, Pastor always. Now y'all here, y'all on the front row right here, come on around here. All right, so I can give the devil an opportunity to go to hell and everybody that submit to him. tell the truth. Am I a good man? Yes or no? Now, we know that there's none good, no but one, but y'all know what we're talking about. Am I a good man? Am I a righteous man? Yes or no?
Absolutely. More than just yes. Even if I wasn't married to you, I would follow you anyway because of your righteousness and because of your love for the Most High is just unlike anyone I've ever seen before. And on top of that, you've been a good husband ever since I've been with you.
You hear that? That's your true testimony?
Absolutely.
You gonna take it to the grave?
Absolutely.
Gonna take it to the king?
Absolutely.
Tell Jesus that too, huh?
He already knows.
See?
Oh, yeah.
We
are.
We are. We are. Thank you, babe. Come on here, mama. Oh, somebody got mad because I called you honey the other day. She said Mama Luca honey. That's that good honey that comes from over there in Australia.
Okay.
That Mama Luca.
Okay.
That's that pure honey. Go ahead, babe. Am I a good man? Yes or no?
Most definitely. I have no questions in my heart of the kind of man you are, the caliber of man that you are, and you uphold your word, everything you say you do, everything you say you mean. You are a wonderful provider, loving, kind, just man. Your word is your, you know, it's what you uphold yourself on, and you live by it, and I love that about you. Very strong, very authoritative, powerful man who loves the Most High, and that's what draws me to you. It's how you love the Master, and that's why I can love you with that intensity.
Wow.
Wow. Bless Mama. Oh, Bro Steven said we love my Mama Nelly, Canada.
Oh, love you, Miss Steven, my God.
What up, dude? You ready for bed, man? What up? Look. Wave at the people out there and say hi, man. Give them a wave. You doing a little wave, I guess. Sorry, my good man, yes or no?
More than good. Like, good, I can't put a word to it. You're definitely an awesome man. You have showed me how to love. You love me more than I hate myself.
You're weak.
You continue to teach me what it means to be loved, to be protected. I've never had anyone treat me this way, not my father, not my brother. No man in my life has ever done me the way that you've done me. And you're very attentive. I'm always impressed with the way that you're able to love each of us differently, but in such a big way. You have really good balance with us. You know how to spend time with each of us and with your son and all of your other children. You are phenomenal. I love you so much, and you continue to show me how to love and teach me how to love.
Y'all hear that, Israel?
Yes, sir.
Bless you, dude. You want to tell everybody good night?
He's
looking over there. Say good night. All right. Bless you. Y'all hear that? Bless you, babe. Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
By your words, you justify by your words condemn.
Yeah.
Unsolicited.
Yep.
This gay, come on up and tell it.
Yeah.
They could have said anything. It would have made no difference to me. Give me an opportunity to get it right.
Yeah.
If I were wrong.
Yes, sir.
Now, when women hear stuff like that, they're going to be like, damn, can I be one of the seven women that join that man? Oh, don't think it don't enter their mind.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you how I know. See, everybody knows when you come to the ministry of Straightway, there's a possibility that you could end up in a polygamous family. Somebody's home say, I ain't going to never be a part of no polygamous family. I'm not going to do it. Then all of a sudden they see that family and they see that man. They look around the other men, they go, man, I'd rather be a second or a third or a fourth or a fifth in that man's house than be a first in this one. And what's wrong with that? There ain't nothing wrong with it. They get an option to say yes as well.
Yes, sir.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
There's fairness and equality all the way around. But they're like, wow. And then in comes, was that Patricia Dixon? That's her name? You want for your sister or you want for yourself? You want who to offer that book? And it's just y'all's way, man. I was thinking about Numbers 3. Y'all can read that tonight's homework. Numbers 3, start at verse 40, read on. To where every firstborn Israelite, we had 27 firstborn sons to one family. And we ended up making a nation of warriors in Egypt, over 600,000 fighting men. You think about that.
Wow.
Think about that. How we get that list. The only reason why the Egyptians was mad at us because of our ability to produce.
Yeah.
Well, you think America has been wise. I told you, they dealt with us wise.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are they trying to do? Make sure they are trying to deal with our propensity to reproduce.
Right, yes.
So they come up with Planned Parenthood and eugenics and all this whole other stuff. And then some of you ignorant folks out there fight it because the government's going to give you a handout. Let me ask y'all something. What are y'all going to do when the day is going to come? I think Elder Robert sent me this. I think what are y'all going to do when it says, we'll give you, are y'all ready for this? If you're ready for this, type in 7. We're going to hit this one.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. We're going to hit this one, boy. Man. Pastor, Mira said it's coming too quickly, man. You think about that for a second. With me and Teach, man, we've been doing this thing for so long, man. You think about it. We're on the other side of 55 now. It's really going to come quick, ain't it? So, all right, we got a lot of sevens in here. Everybody here got 57?
Yes, sir.
No one here?
Yes, sir.
All right, so, what are you going to do with this world, especially considering the financial situation everybody's in? All right? What are you going to do when they say, you know what? We'll give anyone that submits to this shot, $2,000 a month for the rest of your life.
Oh. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Now wait a minute. If you're getting $2,000 coming in, you don't need to go out there. Hey, you'd be glad just to push a broom somewhere and make a little bit more extra on the side. Then you got it. Now, how does that fit the book? And the book says, remember, and he calls them.
Oh, yeah.
Then when it started to jab early, we'll give you a free meal, free coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Free, remember how I first saw it?
Yeah, I remember that shit, yeah.
Y'all remember it?
I remember that shit. That shit.
Then they kept on pouring the pressure on and putting it on and on and kept on with the news, kept on. And some people succumb to the pressure just like this. And then here we are up under that pressure. Kind of like a diamond.
Yeah. Yeah.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask y'all, did we fare better or worse? I wonder how many people got regret. I mean, $2,000, and he calls us all both great and
small
to do what? To receive a mark. In other words, it has to have your voluntary consent.
Wow.
It's all about will. All they did was put the screws in the wheel. A lot of people lost jobs, cut the wheel. They start thinking about their livelihood, start thinking about their life. But what does Yahshua teach us?
Man.
He that loses his life
shall
gain it. And but what does the world do?
They try to save it.
They try to save their life. And because you're trying principles unless you come to a place like this.
Come on,
Chef. And he calls us?
All.
Both.
Great
and
small.
To receive us?
Smart.
You don't think they're thinking of creative ways to try to get to this mind, to get you to succumb to the pressure?
Yeah.
Boy, y'all better be thanking y'all for preachers, man. Righteous preachers, stand up back for the day. Now, hold on, Israel.
Come on.
Wait a minute. We got See, if it ain't the mark of the beast, it's a prelude to it.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is a trial and test run just to see how the population going to respond.
Right.
And y'all look and see. So, what jobs are solid in this wicked recession / depression that we're in right now? Y'all want to know? Type in three.
Three.
They're solid. Solid. Y'all want to know what jobs are solid?
Yes, sir.
The jobs that are solid in this market right now are government jobs.
Yeah.
Why you think they turn around and hire? You can fill up the big house up there in Michigan. With all the IRS, and mind you, they're out there on the range shooting the shit out of each other, killing each other. They're IRS agents out there, guns, training and shooting each other and dying. Y'all missed that in the news, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Why do you need 70,000 more employees? I told y'all, the government can't produce nothing. It can only do what?
Take,
and more people are thinking, you know what? It's the only solid income where I can eat.
Because
I'd be damned if I'm going to follow what that Bible says and do what Pastor Dow tells us to do by trying to get us a piece of land, learn how to hunt, learn how to fish, learn how to homestead. And hell no, I ain't doing that.
That's
better. See what I'm talking about? Y'all will see my family. So we leave music practice, right? We go back out to the house. I want to let them see how far, because they didn't get a chance the other day to see how far we got along. Right? And all of a sudden, you don't see them. There! Oh. They're all getting excited.
There!
Now, they ain't going to go get it. It's going to be the brothers going to go get it. But they are in on the processing of it. And they know how good them deer steaks taste.
Hallelujah.
And then you talk about, man, I was seeing a big one the other day. My side was a big one.
There.
Man, we've been eating like it for 30 years out here. Our main staple of meat in the wintertime is venison.
Oh,
yeah. We butcher a couple of cows in the springtime. We butcher chicken four times a year that we raise, that we get to pick the feed and what we put in. That's good eating.
Yes, sir.
Y'all think that's good eating?
Yes, sir.
Yep. And to just for them to get excited for seeing a deer, man, it makes, as a man, it makes you like, man, we have arrived. Because all of them were vanity girls, every single one of them. I can show you some old pictures of them and their little youth when, and their little, what do you call them, and they prime, that's what they were. Women, y'all prime is only in the 20s. I'm going to leave the jokes to myself. I didn't say y'all wouldn't work nothing. I'm saying y'all at y'all best. You get it?
Yes, sir.
Man, I can show y'all some pictures like y'all like, good mercy me. I was just afforded the stress of not looking at ugly women. It was a foregone conclusion, you know what I mean?
Yes,
God
sir.
Knew I couldn't handle it.
Yes, sir.
Probably would have jeopardized my eternal life.
Yes, sir. Well, I agree.
And mind you, you're talking to a man that I don't believe that there's such thing as an ugly woman. I'm going to say it again. I'm telling y'all, listen, y'all talking to a man, I don't believe there is such thing as an ugly woman. Now, there's an ugly woman in spirit.
Yeah.
But the ugliest woman looks better than the best-looking man.
Yes, sir.
Always.
Yes, sir.
Always.
Yes, sir.
Always.
Yes, sir.
If, what if you consider ugly? I don't think there's no ugly women. That's just my, I've done assessed this a long, long time ago. There are some more desirable, more favorable, but, man, I'm telling y'all, what happened with y'all? Y'all ain't never been away from civilization for a long time. You get away from civilization for a long time, you'll figure out there's no ugly women on earth. There is zero ugly women. There's no such thing as ugly woman. Y'all be, he that traveled much, no, just believe what the Bible says. Have I been saying that a lot lately? Just believe what the Bible says. Hey, Pastor, I'm 19 from Texas, and this is my first time donating. Thank you for the wisdom and bringing on a daily basis. Bless you, Brother Joseph. Thank you, my brother. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all listen to me. There's no such thing as an ugly woman. People have preferences. But your preferences, and I'm going to say it again, y'all better get rid of that beauty shit and start looking at meekness.
Yes.
Virtues.
Yes.
Humble.
Yes.
Meek.
Yes.
Quiet.
Yes.
Y'all get this?
Yes.
You better look and see what y'all values.
Oh, yeah.
What a y'all value, you better value, because you're going to end up getting a good-looking witch.
Oh,
come on, Sal.
Yeah.
They're going to send your ass to an early grade.
Yeah.
That's all you're going to get is a good-looking witch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Y'all hear it. Ooh. Look not on the beauty of a woman.
There you go.
Many be deceived by it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Whoever told you that what you call beauty equates to righteousness?
Oh,
wow. Oh. That's some Roman shit.
Down.
Man, there's been people out there down there. Well, if that died, you say, you got beautiful woman. I didn't get them because they were beautiful. I got them because they were righteous.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, let me let the bad guy. Take the two clips we saw. As much as I despise a woman looking like that, because y'all does, flip the roles. If she's the one on her knees,
yeah,
and the other one's up there like that, I would took the big one on her knees and said, let's go, baby.
Yeah.
We've been good to go. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Because to deal with that damn Jezebel spirit on that, No. Now, that's real talk.
Yes, sir.
I can work with you.
Yeah.
Because the lifestyle, I can already see we're going to be living. We're going to be foraging in the woods and living in the cabin. You better hope I bring home some food. Any fat my women got on them is because I put it on their ass.
Hallelujah.
I provide it.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
So don't sit up and despise what you provide.
Wow.
I'm going to leave y'all alone.
Go ahead. Oh, wow.
Y'all alone.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Truth.
Wow. So tonight, this broadcast, man, it's been about, man, everybody got hit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody got torched. Blistered.
Yep.
That's how we know we've been in the house of God.
Oh, yeah. Praise God.
Better be in a house of mourning than a house of mercy.
Yeah.
Oh, the end of all flesh.
Oh.
Living in land, it's a heart.
Yeah.
Man. Isn't this word good?
Yeah.
Now, let me tell y'all something, Israel. I am an example of what it means to burn the midnight oil of hiding Yah's word in your heart. Y'all see it all the time. It's just there. It's just. Holy Spirit can pull on his Rolodex anytime. That's why David said,
yes.
He said he had a will.
Yes.
He said, will.
Oh, yes.
Effort.
I'm
going to do this. Self-determination.
Oh, yeah.
Will.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
You hear that? Situational awareness.
Will.
I'm taking responsibility.
I will. Yeah.
That means to preserve.
Yeah.
Your word
in my
heart. That I might not sin again.
Oh, hallelujah.
And then what does Yahshua come and say? He promises. Don't think about what you're going to say in that hour.
Oh.
I'm going to give you what to say.
Oh, hallelujah.
We're going to give you the spirit of truth.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's going to be right.
Yeah.
And then what does Pastor Dow say? Spirit of truth going to get you killed.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
Y'all is in the market for martyrs.
Yeah.
Praise
God. Come on, man. Come on.
Y'all ain't reading this thing right.
Oh. Come on, Chef.
Well, the tribulation is coming. Let's see as much as you talk now. Let's see if we got that boldness.
There you go.
Because right now, we're in agreement.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do in the grass season?
Come on. Got to be y'all. It got to be y'all.
Hey.
Come on.
We'll see.
Come on,
you take people boldness right now. Don't think.
Oh, there you go.
You gonna be able to manufacture.
Oh, no.
It ain't coming. It ain't happening.
Come on,
somebody. Oh, come on. Oh. It just ain't happening. The spirit of truth is in there. Oh,
yes, sir.
Don't you know what y'all knew full well what he was doing when he put that spirit in Stephen?
Oh, come on.
Man, it's
come on.
And you stiff neck.
Yeah.
Come on. And you are circumcised in the heart. You don't always resist the Holy Ghost. Your father's in it, and so do you. Oh, you got to be religious,
yeah.
Folks.
About that is. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on, Steph.
I keep telling y'all, y'all in the business of martyrs.
Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as you die, you say, what take you so long, man? Y'all,
hallelujah.
We a little bit of pain.
Light!
God,
come on.
How am I going to make it through the rest of the day?
Come on.
Who is this thing irritating us? The book already told you the suffering.
Oh,
yeah. It's not even words.
Think on.
To be compared to what's going to be revealed.
Come on.
Of those who have loved him.
Oh, yes.
And you thinking about the here and now.
Oh, it's it. Yes.
That's why, David said, you're going to need to work. Listen,
yes, sir.
When we are in tribulation,
yes,
in
the latter time,
yes,
the book says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Yes,
somebody for us to know. Somebody for the to call a song.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
What the book says?
Yeah.
Is it ever going to resonate with us? Is it going to sink down?
Mm. Jesus.
Ooh. And if you ain't spent no time with him,
come on, Chef.
To know him is to know his word.
Yeah.
And to know his word is to know him.
Oh, yeah.
When's the last time you've been on a date with God?
Jesus.
Dang.
Ooh-wee.
I mean, you ever notice when you go on a date with y'all, you paying all the time? You pay all the time.
Yes.
By the truth. Said it not. You buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I just.
Come on, man.
That's real talk, Israel. We got to have it.
Yes.
Right here in the...
Oh,
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 That's the only thing going to carry us through. The only thing going to give us patience. Of the scriptures. We can't be set up there looking at each other. We can't remember nothing but John 3:16. Man, we could be in a situation. What is the worst? I got it. Dancing, not live my brother love. My every word. And the word produces what we had already here in our heart. Retain y'all. Man, it just comes together. To me, it just comes together so strong. But it's my job to communicate. My job is to preach it. Because y'all told about the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Do you believe? The book of the law. Yeah, that's it, man. Should not depart from your mouth. You should meditate on it day and night. On the day so that you can do all that is written there.
Everybody getting it, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Now, y'all know I can do this all night long, though. You know what I mean? But hallelujah. Y'all good. I think you made a good point, though. See, that's the reason why you have to have the spirit of truth in you. Because when the spirit is truth in you, that means you're out of the way. Ain't nobody trying to look at you. You already know what you look like. Nobody wants to see you. You don't come on Blog Talk to see me. You already know what I look like. You come on Blog Talk to hear the word. That's what you come to hear. You show up with your mind because you want to hear the word.
That's the truth.
I'm sorry, folks. Yes, it is the truth. We want to hear what the king has said.
Jesus.
Ain't nothing personal. Believe me, I know it. Believe me, I know it. When I walk in and I see everybody looking, I know you ain't looking at me. But I already know. I promise you, I know you ain't looking at me. You ain't looking at me.
Hallelujah.
I know you're looking to hear
your
word.
That's it.
I'm not. I want to bask in his glory, but I ain't his glory.
Come on.
He alone is glory.
Yeah.
We make any sense?
Yes, sir.
We good? Are we clear?
Yes.
Did we get our bill tonight? Everybody got their bill? Man, I hope that people get it. I can only hope that people get it. Well, I'm going to keep on plowing. Plowing this thing, y'all. Let's go ahead and drop the three-bottle plow and dig deep. All right, so everybody here is hallelujah and encouraging and fire stuff. Let's see if this word reflects in your life. Because I don't want nobody in here shouting in lawlessness.
Come on.
If this word is penetrating, man, let's see it in your life.
Do it. Come on,
Seth. Oh, man, we good. We past time here. So anyway, Israel, we enjoyed having y'all here tonight, as usual, on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all is good.
Yes.
I was talking to Mike Israel tonight. I said, you know how the word works with us, man. I said, I can have, like, these two videos, man, and y'all, we can take that if we want to 2 o'clock in the morning, man. That's just the way y'all feel. You know what I mean? And it'll still be edified. We'll still get, you know, that's the good thing about ministry, though. We get our correction. We get our instruction.
Yes,
we get our rebuke.
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes,
we get our rejoicing.
Yep.
We get our happiness.
Yep.
And I mean, we get all of it all the way around. So many digressions. One guy here sometimes told me, he said, I don't know what to do with this ministry, right? Cause, I mean, it's just so many. One minute up and down, one minute up and down, down. I said, bro, you just got to go over the flow.
There you go.
If he's good, his goodness beyond lead you to repent. But damn, if he rebukes you, he loves you. Man, you got to receive it, man. We are fallible and flawed. And I don't give a damn how perfect any of us think we are. We ain't shit.
Love
it. To the righteousness of the king. That's why you'll never see me walk around with my head up in a cloud like a damn pope and shit. What? Man. Hallelujah. We hope y'all enjoyed the broadcast this night. So we're going to see y'all tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. So those of you that are going through whatever the hell is going on, a lot of you Israelites are out with whatever the hell it is. I don't know what it is, but man, y'all.
Hello? Man.
He's out there. What is this stuff that's going on? What is some of the stuff that's going on? Y'all know some of the symptoms?
Right,
I know some people said they was talking about sore throat.
Body aches.
Body aches.
Common stuff, yeah.
The common stuff?
Yes, sir.
But the seasons ain't even changed yet, though.
Right.
Hey, you know that stuff. If it gets in one part of America, all it takes is just, I mean, you can't see viral infections, you know what I mean? Elder Root said 24-hour stomach bug.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Anyway, Israel, hey, I love y'all, Israel. The Most High, more than anything, who gave himself for us.
Oh,
y'all
yeah.
Saw the harm
yeah.
Jesus Christ, the ultimate
thank you.
Sign and being able to see what love is.
Oh, yeah.
That he does. He loved us enough to give himself for
yeah.
us. So that I meant eternally.
Yeah.
And forever great. Stomach aches, throwing up, fevers. Ooh, throwing up. Ooh, God have mercy. I learned something about throwing up a long, long time ago. And I've only thrown up a few times in my life, bro, because when I throw up, it's bad. It's ugly. It's ugly. When I throw up, I mean, when I throw up, it, every opening in the body, it all comes out.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It's bad. I don't throw up like everybody else do. When I throw up, it comes out. If I got an opening in the body, it's coming out of it, including the ears. It's coming out. It's ugly. I remember one time I threw so damn bad that I passed out at the back door right here, and I was out for a few hours and didn't even know I was out for a few hours. Mo Gerald asked, where you been? Hanging halfway out damn back door. Carolina first day. Well, I'm going to Georgia, then North Carolina. Me and Elder Rufus is. going out and look and see what Gideon and I were going on, and then maybe try to deal with this Yeshua ass a little bit more. Hurry up and get back so I can get back to framing. Good broadcast tonight. Hallelujah. All right, bless y'all, Israel. Yes.
When you were playing the drum at the end of practice,
mm-hmm.
and Hezekiah came up to you,
yeah.
and thought about Yahshua. He said about how he does nothing except what he sees his father do.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
That was beautiful.
Yes, sir. All right, bless y'all. See y'all tomorrow. Bless y'all, Israel. All right, y'all be safe getting back to your home, all right?
Yes, sir.
Bless you, teacher.
Bless you, teacher.
Well, how you get up? Let me make it easy for you.